Okay, at the end of Parshas Balak, the pasuk begins Vayeshev Yisrael Bashitim, Vayachel Amliznos Albnos Moav. And Chai Yisrael began to be Mizana with the Bnos Moav. This was the Eitza, the advice of Bilam. And a whole elaborate scheme they had to entice Bnei Yisrael to Mizana. Kadosh Baruch Hu, so to speak, hates Nus, and that was Bilam's way to topple Bnei Yisrael into the hands of Moav by giving the Moav the aces on how to get them to be Mizan. So the pasuk says, "Va'tikrenu la'om lezivchei Eloheihem, va'yochol ha'om va'yishtachu le'Eloheihem." Rashi says, "Liznos albnos Moav, ayidei etzas bilam, atzas bilam, k'disa b'chelik," as we see in Sanhedrin. Vayishtachu le'Eloheihem, and they bow down to their gods. Kishetokaf Yisraelov, when the Yitzhar was at its peak, va'omer la hisham ili, v'hi motziya lo dmus pa'or mecheka, she took out the picture of the Baal pa'or, va'omeris lo hishtachu lezeh, and then she, the Bnos Moav, told the Ish Yisrael to bow down to the Avodah Zarah, the Baal Pa'or. So if you take a look at the Sisach Chamim, Tzadi, Hutzrach Lomer Zeh, why did Rashi have to say that the Dafka, that when the Yetzer Hara was at its peak, they took out the picture of the Baal Pa'or, that they should bow down to it? Because Nus, the Yetzer Hara, rules. Therefore, you won't have a kasha, how was Klal Yisrael nichshul? You have a kasha, how could Klal Yisrael be nichshul in this terrible avera of Avodah Zarah? And Rezeb Aladiyah, and that's why Rashi answers that it's not a kasha, because the way they were over the Avodah Zarah only came about through this Nus. That answers the kasha, how did Klal Yisrael get to be over the Avodah Zarah? Because it started out with this Nus, and the Yetzer was very strong, and at the height of the Taiva, they enticed him to be over the Avodah Zarah. So you take a look at the Ralbag. Hatoala Sayyid Beis Ulodia, Shavera Gorer Savera. We see from here the concept of one Avera causing another Avera. Halotira, we see, Ki Miznusa Om Elbanos Moav, in the Znus of the nation to the daughters of Moav, Nimshach Lahem, it continued, Sha'achlo Mizivche Avodazar, Vishachlo Avodazar. Now it got extended. After this Nus, they went and they ate from their Avodah Zarah, and they bowed down to their Avodah Zarah. Uzer roi l'chol adam lishamim me'avera kala. From this, it's kedai for every person to be careful from the avera kala, kamo yishamu me'achamura. Just as that we need to be careful from the avera chamura, ki akala tavi ala, because the kala will bring a person, the smaller avera, will bring a person to the more chamur de gavera. Maisa, you know, if you want to keep this Rashi and Sisachamim separate, Like you see, like you have a kasha, how was Klal Yisrael able to be over Avodah Zarah? And the terraces, oh, the way it happened was through Znus. By itself, I was fine. When you see this Rabag, and from here we learn the concept of Averis Averis, so it's striking. I mean, my understanding of Averis Averis is that, you know, it's once you fall to one level, you know, it's something maybe a little mystical, you're on a lesser level of Ruchnius, so then the natural tendency is, you know, you'll do something else. But here, you know, you're answering a big kasha. How can Klal Yisrael be over the Avodah Zarah? And then the teretz is, oh, they're at the peak of their taiva. So at the peak of the taiva, you can understand how they did the Avodah Zarah. But stam, if a person, say, would you say if a person, you know, doesn't, you know, daven with a minion one day, so avera goris avera, to the same extent? I mean, this, you can't be arrived from this avera goris avera. This avera goris is a crazy case. But yet, he's bringing a raya from here to the general concept of avera goris avera. So the general concept of avera goris avera, it could be we underestimate the koach of one avera. There's one avera, maybe it's different proportions, but the avera that one does is proportionate to this. Because we don't view it that way. We do one avera, we don't view it like, wow, it's ki'ilu, someone's like Rashi says, kishetokach yitzro'olav, at the peak of his yitzahara, then comes the second avera. And almost when Rashi says, okay, we understand it. Okay. The height of the Yetzirah, then he can understand, now he can do the second Avera. But the Rabbag, I should see this Rabbag, that this is teaches us the general concept of Avera Goreres Avera, so that's mamish what's happening. Maybe we don't see it, but that's what's happening by every Avera. When we do one Avera, okay, they're not all Znus and Avodah Zarah, when we do one Avera, the likelihood of doing the second Avera is the same understanding as you would have over here. When the Kisha took off Yitzhak of, then it brought him to the Avodah Zarah. And that's very powerful. There's Ein L'tmoah. This is someone says Ein L'tmoah. You have no kasha anymore how they could do the Avodah Zarah. Because Kisha took off Yitzhak of, at the peak of the Yitzhak, okay, you can understand, that's how he could do the Avera of Avodah Zarah. But if you're broadening this, the general concept of vera gura severa, so if you want to learn from this, then you have to say it proportionally the same thing. That when we do one avera, no matter what it is, avera kala, so the likelihood of doing the second avera is of the same proportion as this fellow was to do Avodah Zarah after he did the avera of Znus. So you have to be very careful. In other words, here where, you know, it's a little ominous time, you know, this month's ending, you don't have the same chizik of the daily routine in the yeshiva, and like we're more on our own, and you think, okay, what's the big deal? It won't be exactly, you know, the same as the yeshiva, but it's a very vulnerable time. You know, do one avera, so we are mamish in the throes of the Yitzhara. So that one Avera, you know, is Kishatokav Yisrael love. That next Avera is as likely to happen as what happened here. And when we read this Rashi, Vein L'tmoah, we have no Tash anymore. So that's pretty scary. As I always view the concept of Ergor as Avera is more almost, you know, it's a little bit mystical. You do one avera, you know, it leads you to the next avera. Is one avera necessarily, is it translate? Is it mamish like it? Almost a vadai? This is like almost a vadai. What do you expect? Is mamish kishataka pitzrolov? Who could have withstood such a temptation? Once he's holding by that, it was almost, you have no kashas anymore, how he could do the avodah zarah. And before that, you have a kasha. As a kasha, how can you do avodah zarah? Okay, there used to be a tire for Avodah Zarah. So I want to have the kasha. But if you're going to have the kasha, then what's the teretz? Teretz is, kishatok of Yisrael love. Okay, now you have a teretz. So that means it's almost like your stomach's going to happen. You can understand it. It's very cautious once you're holding by that kishatok of Yisrael love. And that's how we have to understand the concept of Avodah Zarah. We have to realize that if we can do one avera, it may be very small, insignificant, but we have to understand that we're making ourselves vulnerable to this progression of kishatokav yisrael love. The next avera is going to happen. It's almost like ain a small love. It's not even going to be a kasha. How you could do the second avera? How could you do such a thing? It's pasha thing. And the first one's going to become the second one, almost the Torah's vaday. We just go on. I figure it's the end of this night. I have as much time as I want. But we go on. I was going through the whole Indian over here with the beginning of the story of what happened with Zimri and Cosby. So Zimri was one of the Nasiyim. This took place at Nos Moav. And it says, I didn't have all the psukim here, but I put some more of them at the bottom. The Pasuk Gimel said, "Vayitzamed Yisrael abal pa'or, vayichar av Hashem Yisrael." Kadosh Baruch Hu got angry. Rashi says over there, "Shalach behem magefa." Magefa came. Then, "Vayomer Hashem Moshe, kachis kol Rashi aman badam." I put some of the psukim. Take all the heads of the nation, all the Nisiyim, all the heads, Bahoko some and hang them, doesn't mean hang them, they should hang the people that were involved in the Iznus, Neged HaShemesh, B'yoshev Charanaf HaShem Yisrael. And the Pasuk continues, V'hine Ish Mibnei Yisrael Ba, a person, doesn't say his name, but it was Zimri, by Yakri the Lechav of Sabinyanis, and he took this Midyanis, who we know was Zimri, it was Cosby, Leni Moshe, Leni Koladas Yisrael, in front of everyone, and he was Mizana with her. So, you take a look at the Ramban, I was mamish intrigued, like this Zimri was one of the Nasiyim, Shevet Shimon. Shlumiel ben Suri Shaddai. It was the Nasi. What happened? The Nasi went ahead and it was Mizana, Fahesia, in front of Moshe, in front of all Chai Yisrael, like, what happened? Tom, it was he had a Taiva's Nus, and he wanted to be Mizana in public. Like, what was one in seeing? So I was trying to see what spurred that on. What was the motivated him to do such a terrible aver. So the Ramban says, if you take a look, five lines in, V'kasher nesru kol ha'ed v'pesach ha'omoyed lasas k'dvar Moshe. So, but I'm sorry, let's start from the top. I don't want to confuse anyone. Vanochem ein ha'dinyan ha'parsha. What seems to me, pshat, ki metzila nemar v'yitzami Yisrael v'bal pa'or v'yichar v'Hashem v'Yisrael. Chai Yisrael got involved with Baal Pa'or and Hashem got angry. Ki yotza ha'ktzat milafni Hashem ha'chil ha'negev. V'Hashem barachim avon Moshe, Hashem in His mercy told Moshe she'yishvetu ha'shoftim v'yilu ha'netzmodim. He should judge, the judges should judge and hang all the people. So you suffer ha'af tzaddik and Russia. This way Hashem won't have to kill everyone, the tzaddik with the Russia. Let's just get rid of all the Rishon. Well, Moshe Tziva came to Shoftim. And Moshe commanded the Shoftim to do this. And Rashi brings down that there were 88,000 judges. And he told each of the shoftim to kill two of the people that were involved with the znus of Menos Moab. So you think about it, there were, you know, you do the simple math, 88,000 times 2 is 176,000 men. 176,000 men were killed. When everyone gathered by Moshe to start killing, and the plague was still in the midst. This Shimoni, the Nasi of Sheva Shimon, was Meiz. He had chutzpah. But Yaakrev El Achiv at the Midyanis, he brought this Midyanis limb of the Moshe to rebel against Moshe, who the Shoftim, the Lassus came for Hashem, and to do it publicly. Ki Nasi v'Gadol Haya. He was a Nasi and he was a Gadol. The Rabbi Mosem Lo, and he knew everyone would come to his aid. Or, Kamosh Amar Rabbi Seinu, as he quotes in Western Hedrin, Sha'amar Lo Shifto Anu Nidona Misa V'ata Shosek. Our Shevet, Shevet Shimon evidently, it seems, got the brunt of this Magefa. They were the ones who were heavily involved with the Benos Moav. So it was a total blotter for Shevet Shimon. So they came to Zimri to say, you're on Nasi. Look what's going on. We are being judged with Misa and you're sitting there doing nothing? That's what they attacked Zimri with. Which is pretty amazing. In other words, it's not like he had this taiva to go be mizana. But they accused him of not doing anything. So immediately he was, how do you stop the plague? So he went about now to show Moshe Rabbeinu that it's totally mutter to be bowl a Moavis. What's the problem? There's no problem. Look, I'll do it for Hesia. And he quoted Rashi quotes. They said to Moshe Rabbeinu, you know, you also married a Midyanis. You're married to a Midyanis. So, there's nothing wrong with it. And that, he was trying to show that it was mutter. It was Usher. I don't even understand it. It's such a blunder that Zimri made. It's such a blunder. First of all, unless I'm missing something, of course it was Usher. What kind of cash is that? Bilam's whole scheme to trip up high Israel was to get them to be Mizana with Benos Moav. So, if there's nothing wrong with living with a Benos Moav, so what was the problem? A. And B, you know, you see that how did the Shoftim know who was Mizana? Kill out all the people who were Mizana. How did they know who was Mizana, who wasn't Mizana? So the Rashi says, you take a look at the Rashi on the bottom right, Medrash Agav, HaShemesh Modiya Sachotim, the Shemesh would let you know who sinned. Ha'ana Nikbal Mikanegdo V'Hamas Rechas Alav. The cloud, there was the Anan Hashem over Klai Yisrael, and there was like a ray of light that beamed down on anyone that was Mizana. So, you had 176,000, you know, beams of light. You know, it was obviously who the Chotim were. I mean, but evidently, it seems from this Ramban that the angle that the Sheva Shimon used to prompt Zimri to action, right, do something, was Mamash, he felt that the Nagia was, he had to do something, almost like it was a kosher Nagia. You know, here he's the Nasi. Like he wanted to do something. Sometimes you're in a position and you're in charge. So do something. It's even not a bit, it sounds like a kosher Nagia even. You want to help out your people, but he made a terrible blunder. It seems that the Nagia was to do something. And I saw, it says, the Ramban says he was a Gadol. seems like the Negiya here was, no, do something. And I saw in the Yakut Yam Lois, he quotes a different Yakut. I don't know who the Yakut is. To be honest with you, I don't know. Kesef Mizokik, I don't know who it was. I don't know if it's a contemporary. I don't know. Maybe you're not allowed to say a shmooze on this. But anyway, just happened to see it. If you look at the Siakam Lem Lois, Omalehem Lahoshit Bate Dinim, Zalarog Yazzeh Shehu Mekuyev Nisa, to appoint courts to kill out all the Achayim Nisa, Uksheroa Shevet Shimon Shoshiva Bate Dinim, and when Shevet Shimon saw that they set up courts, Ves Nasi Shifto Hu Zimri Lois Minu, but they didn't invite Zimri, this Asfu called Bnei Shevet Shimon Ramal Zimri. So they gathered all of Shevet Shimon and said, Lama Tashosek Vari Anodana Misa. Why are you being quiet? We're being judged for Misa. The Einam Machshilim Osal Limnos Oska Ben Ashovtim. And they don't consider you to be one of the Chashuvim of the judges. The Ashav Dama Shata Osa. And he says, "Kshishama Zimri Zimri as Divrayim." When Zimri heard what they said, "Nitnas al Lashon Hara Tohazna," so the Lashon Hara went into his ears. Which Lashon Hara? I assume the Lashon Hara that they didn't invite him to the sit on the bezdin. Amalam ruach shav kaitzad adin osam. See what I'm going to do to them. In other words, it sounds like Zimri got insulted. He was makabel Lashon Hara. It's true, it's Lashon Hara. But they convened this court and they didn't invite Zimri to sit with them, to be on the Bezdin. Also, I mean, not any less of a Chiddush, just a different angle, that, you know, he's got insulted. So, and he was obviously a chosh of a person, God of Anasi Haya, one of the Nasiyim. And the Chorah, you can't say that he was a shtickle. You know, it seems that it could have been easily known that this was Osir. See, Mamish, you know, going from the top of the world to the bottom, where he Mamish Hayav Misa, he went from sitting in his tent. They came to him with an argument, and moments later he was bowling aramas, and. You know, possibly minutes later he was dead, speared by Pinchas. Ramesh went from the top to the bottom, and what happened in between? Ramesh, you know, totally caught off guard with a kind of like, you know, either like Ramban, you know, go do something. You're our Nasi, you do something. Don't just sit there, do something. So, you know, he jumped up and did it. Or like this Yalkut says that he, you know, they don't even consider you to be one of the Dayanim. So we see the extent that somebody who's on a high Madrega can so easily plummet, not to the Avera Goris Avera, but like Mamish fall off, Mamish totally off, go to the bottom almost in a split second. You don't see the chronology here of how much time it was. It doesn't seem like it took a lot of time. Like immediately, he jumped on it. Either in Lashon Hara that he wasn't chashuv, or Ramban says that he just totally felt he had to act. The negiya to act may have caused him to make an inappropriate decision. Maybe even a kosher negiya. He wanted to help his shevet. And we see how careful we have to be. First off, the first chazal that the avera goris avera, we have to be so careful to whatever we can preserve in terms of our own hanhagas, our own ruchnias, we should preserve. We should mamish preserve it with cherish whatever we have, treasure it, maintain it, even during the Bein HaZmanim, as much as possible. And then not be casual about it, because the Avera Goris Avera is not just a little thing, it's not just, you know, a mystical. You see it's mamish with the, you know, Kishisra Takaflav, the same proportion as the these nusli of Avodah Zarah that the Yisus HaKham says, v'ein l'tmol of, it's not even going to be a kasha, how a person could do that. And the second item that we have to be on guard, because at any given moment you could have, who knows, even a kashra negia could mamish blindside us, and we could possibly be nishul, a terrible thing, so we constantly have to be on guard to preserve the rufnius that we have.